Hello. Yeah, as Mike said, my name is Sam Parker. I'm 28 years old. I have lived in Chadron for 10 years. I am married to my wife, Liz, and we have a little daughter. She's just one. Her name is Evie, and we are blessed to have another baby on the way. And so I'm so thankful to God for that. I get to share what God has done in my life. That's a testimony. So I'm thankful to do that. I'm excited to share with you. I pray that it is challenging and encouraging for you. A couple passages of scripture I would like to share that have been on my heart through this church, through what we've been studying. And if you're a part of the adult Sunday school, we've been going through Titus. And this passage, Titus 3, 4 through 7, I'm going to read just 4 and 5, has been really encouraging to me for the past year and in the years past. This is talking about the work that God has done in my life. I am proud to say that Christ is my Savior. I am so thankful for the work that he's done in my life. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy. And then there's another passage that we've been preaching through in 1 Corinthians that has been very encouraging. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, I want to remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand. Actively stand in the gospel. I stand in the gospel now. I have not always done that in my life, but I do now, and that is such a hope-giving passage. So, if you don't know much about me, I grew up in a great home. My father is a pastor. My mother stayed at home raising this family, big family. There was not a day that I was not aware of the reality of God, the reality of God's word. But my family did not save me, and God saved me. It wasn't my family identity that saved me. I think I may have believed that at a time, but it was God who saved me. So went to college, and this is where I think my understanding of the gospel became real, because though I grew up in a good home, I'm so thankful to God, and I pray that if you grew up in a Christian home, you do not see that as a distraction or something that's deficient in you. That is the grace of God in your life. But I grew up in a Christian home, and I went to school, and lived a life of sin, sexual sin. I have a friend that calls them life-dominating problems, life-dominating sin, things that I love I love more than God, just flat out. I love my sin. I lived years of hypocrisy. I looked really good on the outside. I was the son of a pastor. I have great respect for my father. But I was a total hypocrite, living a pattern of life, coddling the things that I love, loving my own pleasures and passions. And God saved me from that. My family did not save me. My identity as a good church-going person did not save me. It was God who saved me, and he opened my eyes to the truth that I am a sinner. He used those years in my life to expose my hypocrisy, and he showed me that he's a great Savior. He is a great Savior. I think I've learned through the years that sin is deadly and damaging. I am so thankful to God for godly men that have pulled me aside and used, I was sharing this in Sunday school, used godly biblical warnings to pull me to Christ, to see that sin is a slap in the face to God, and that I wasn't living for God, I was living for myself and for my own pleasures. I'm so thankful to God for that. I'm thankful for men in this church who have done that, for my father, for my brothers in Christ. And God has shown me through the years that he is so satisfying, so much better than anything in this life. This passage is so encouraging because that Mike just preached. God opened my eyes to see where I at one point thought that Jesus was a get-out-of-hell-free card. I believe that. I thought he was a lucky rabbit's foot that would help me do well physically in sports or whatever it was. But the truth of God's word is that he saved me to be his, to be a part of his kingdom, and to follow after him. And that involves the whole life. Not just in words, but in following after him with my whole life. So I'm just so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for the work that God has done in me. I would encourage you, if there's anybody out there that is coddling a life for themselves and living a life of hypocrisy, come talk to me, especially guys. I want to encourage you in this. I want you to run your race well and see that you're a part of a kingdom in Christ. You're not, this isn't about you anymore. I would love to encourage you and challenge you in that as other men have done for me. I'm going to pray and we will finish this. Actually, I want to read one thing. Sorry. You're going to lose me. I'm going to lose you. This is B.B. Warfield, and this is where I stand right now, and I pray that you do as well. Our need of Christ does not cease with our believing, nor does the nature of our relationship to him or to God the Father through him ever alter. No matter what our attainments in Christian graces or our achievements in behavior may be, it is always in his blood and righteousness alone that we can rest. Always in his blood. By God's grace, I am saved. By God's grace, I am walking with him. Father, we thank you for the work of the gospel. I thank you for saving us by your mercy, not because of works done by us in righteousness. Thank you for changing my life. I pray that you would spur us on, that you would work in people's hearts to see how unsatisfying a life apart from you is, and that they would turn to you for hope. In your name, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen.